Welcome to Mindful Minute. We're going to continue our study on anxiety. One more thing at least I want to talk about with anxiety. And I want to redefine what mindfulness as well. Mindfulness in this example is going to be to watch a thought or a feeling with openness, with non-judgment, with relaxation, without trying to change the thought or feeling at this, you know, at this moment. We'll get to that, some of that later. But we just need to sit there and observe the feeling and the thought, in this case, anxiety. Now, a lot of times, anxiety can be useful in preparing for the future and making sure we are being responsible adults by doing our homework, going to work, so that we can pay our bills, etc., etc. Other times, anxiety can be a crippling feeling that prevents us from accomplishing tasks. Can create indecision, discomfort, and chaos, really. One of the things I found out about anxiety, as I mentioned in the previous video, is that underneath anxiety are feelings we don't want to experience. Like, so I explained that there's a girlfriend I had broken up with recently, and I had been avoiding dealing with the emotions around that relationship and that breakup, and so I was getting a lot of anxiety because of it, because I didn't want to deal with that sadness. Another thing that hides under anxiety, and this is getting a little foo-foo, woo-woo, but there's this concept called the inner child. And then the inner child is created when we experience intense circumstances or events in our youth, and we're just not able to process it at that time. And so we kind of split off in our psyche a little bit, in our subconscious, and we create this little version of ourselves of that time frame. And that little kid inside of us, you can look it up online, there's totally inner child work out there if you want to delve in deeper, but that little kid inside of us is really trying to get our attention and communicate something. And anxiety is a way that that little kid tries to get our attention. So think of that when you're approaching anxiety. Like, how would you approach a kid that's hurting, either emotionally or physically? Like, you're not going to be overly judgmental or critical of that kid. You're probably going to be gentle and warm and observant and attentive, and you're going to listen to what that kid has to say. And that's the same thing we have to do with ourselves and with our subconscious inner child or inner children, depending on how much trauma you had, to get that kid to open up and tell us what it needs to say. One of the things I find really useful is obviously mindfulness and meditation. I also have a lot of books that I read that are helpful. And I do paint as well. I do make a lot of art. I find that to be a very meditative experience and a very communicative experience. And it helps get a lot of that anxiety and just, you know, energy that's stuck inside my body or in my throat. It helps me get it out into the open and express it into the material world, and I typically feel quite a bit better and lighter and freer after I make a painting. Painting's so powerful for me that there have been times when I was painting that I just started, you know, weeping as the energy was coming out of my hands and onto the canvas. And I just think it's a really powerful tool for a lot of people. And, you know, you don't have to be great at painting. My paintings are very chaotic and loud in color, and I definitely would not call them fine art. I call them rough art, actually. You can see the pain and the confusion in my paintings when they come out. But I do think they look cool, and I do have them around my house, and it does make me feel good that I can do something like that. And even though they might not be the best paintings, they do add a sense of serenity and mindfulness to my residence. You know, they make the place look more vibrant and just feel more like home to me. So today's Mindful Minute then will be, how can we hold this anxiety in a different attitude? How can we listen to it just like it was a little kid? Let it talk, you know, let it express itself. Sometimes the little kid doesn't want to talk, it just wants to sit there and, like, be sad, you know? Like, how do we be with that kid while it's doing that? And I think you'll find if you're anything like me, that when you approach anxiety with this attitude, you're going to find a lot of resistance, including a lot of judgment in your own mind, like calling the kid weak or calling the anxiety stupid or hating the anxiety. There's going to be a lot of shame and hatred that comes up, and a lot of judgment and a lot of fear. You know, a lot of that's just all fear. Like, you don't want to experience whatever pain's under there. So be gentle, be kind to yourself. Let that pain or the sadness or whatever it is bubble up to the top so that it can come out and heal. And we'll see you again next episode. Take care.